Chapter 9, Beware. Washington, D.C., August 7, 1904. My dear brother, I am given a message to bear to you and the rest of our physicians who are connected with the Medical Missionary Association. Separate from the influence exerted by the book Living Temple, for it contains specious sentiments. There are in it sentiments that are entirely true, but these are mingled with error. Scriptures are taken out of their connection and are used to uphold erroneous theories. The thought of the errors contained in this book has given me a great distress, and the experience that I have passed through in connection with the matter has nearly cost me my life. It will be said that Living Temple has been revised, but the Lord has shown me that the writer has not changed, and that there can be no unity between him and the ministers of the gospel while he continues to cherish his present sentiments. I am bidden to lift my voice in warning to our people, saying, be not deceived. God is not mocked. You have access to Testimonies for the Church, Volume 7 and 8. In these testimonies, the danger signal is raised, but the light so clear and plain to minds that have not been influenced by deceptive theories has not been discerned by some. Well, the misleading theories of this book are entertained by our physicians. There cannot be union between them and the ministers who are bearing the gospel message. There should be no union until there is a change. When medical missionaries make their practice and example harmonize with the name they bear, when they feel their need of unifying firmly with the ministers of the gospel, then there can be harmonious action. But we must firmly refuse to be drawn away from the platform of eternal truth, which since 1844 has stood the test. I am instructed to speak plainly, meet it. It is the word spoken to me. Meet it firmly and without delay. But it is not to be met by our taking our working forces from the field to investigate doctrines and points of difference. We have no such investigation to make. In the book, Living Temple, there is presented the alpha of deadly heresies. The omega will follow and will be received by those who are not willing to heed the warning God has given. Our physicians, upon whom important responsibilities rest, should have clear spiritual discernment. They are to stand constantly on guard. Dangers that we do not now discern will soon break upon us, and I greatly desire that they shall not be deceived. I have an intense longing to see them standing free in the Lord. I pray that they may have courage to stand firm for the truth as it is in Jesus, holding fast the beginning of their confidence unto the end.